and welcome to PharmD Unscripted, where we inspire you, educate you, and guide you to write the prescription for your life. I am Dr. Bree.
And I am Dr. Laquita J.
We are your hosts of this lovely podcast. So, without further ado, let's get unscripted. Welcome back to another episode of PharmD Unscripted. Thank you for joining us and listening to us. We are so happy to bring you a very thought-provoking and actionable conversation. Today's topic is about a mentality that many of us have experienced personally and professionally. It's called the crabs in a barrel mentality, and that comes from looking at how crabs interact, such as if you put one crab in a barrel, it can claw its way up and out and return into the wild. But something interesting happens if you put a bunch of crab in a barrel. If one of the crab tries to escape and climb out, the rest of the crab pull it back into the barrel. This means that none of the crabs end up escaping because they are all working against each other.
Yes. So simply put, it's a mentality that expresses, if I can't have it, neither can you.
Exactly. So Dr. Laquita J and I found an article in the Anguillian entitled, "Is Crab in the Bucket Mentality Preventing Our Development?" So this article listed some signs and symptoms of someone who exhibits a crab in the barrel behavior. So that included things such as a person who treats other people as inferior, arrogance. They act like they are the most knowledgeable person in the world. They know everything. You can't tell them nothing, child, okay? They exhibit behaviors like envy, jealousy, and bitterness. They freak out when a person that they may look down on is rising or progressing even beyond them. They are full of positivity for themselves. But when it comes to other people, they're just so negative. They're always pointing out negative things. They're always just being down and you can't ever do anything right. This person spends most of their time talking about others rather than discussing ideas and solutions. And they always treat other people as competitors instead of teammates. So, Dr. Laquita J, where do you think this crab in a barrel mentality comes from?
Now, me personally, I'm from the South. So, we like to use the phrase, misery needs company. Because there are people in this world who are unhappy with themselves, disappointed with their choices, and simply just don't know who they are. So, when that negative person encounters a positive person, there's immediate attack. Or when an ordinary person decides they want to become an extraordinary person and follow that dream, change their profession, start that new chapter, their ordinary family, friends, co-workers, professors, whomever would try to pull them back, so they have to have the same faith.
That's deep right there. That's a word.
So, and you know, I have really seen this a lot in pharmacy.
Me too, like, girl.
Especially in the beginning, when you're applying to pharmacy school, matriculating through pharmacy school, exiting pharmacy school, and while working in the profession. So especially in pharmacy school, you have some people that don't want to be involved in organizations, and they begin to talk badly about the people who are involved, saying things like, well, it doesn't matter, we're all getting a PharmD, and your point? So then there's other thing of when we're exiting the pharmacy school, because many people are applying for residencies or fellowships for the most part to escape a community or retail setting. So once they have that job, that's a non-community job, a non-community pharmacy job, I would say, those people begin to treat community pharmacies like they are inferior. The adversities that community pharmacists face are not important, and that it does not relate to them or affect their immediate world. But the fact of the matter is, we all are in this profession together.
That's true. That's so true.
Yes. And you know, and like, I really think that it's a thing of competitiveness, jealousy, negative thinking, arrogance. Arrogance are the roots of the mentality.
That is so true. I know personally, I dealt with a situation when I was working in retail pharmacy as a floater pharmacist. I worked at a particular store where I could ask the technicians a question or to do something, and they would just ignore me. And all of these issues started when I asked the technicians to make sure that they placed patients' addresses on all controls and not just C2s. At that time, I was working in Michigan. And so they had a problem with me coming in and kind of making some suggestions and saying basically how I wanted things to be documented and done in the pharmacy, because that's not how they usually do it. And we all know a lot of times when technicians don't want to do something, that's what they'll say. Well, we don't regularly do that, or our pharmacists here don't make us do that, so they just don't want to do it. So one day after I worked a shift there, I got a call from a supervisor saying that I was refusing to give people flu shots, which was absolutely and completely false. I was like, okay, we ran out of flu shots. And I told two people to come back later on in the week when we should have them in and they can get one. I never refused any flu shots. I love giving immunizations. I mean, who can turn down being able to connect with people and sit down for a few minutes to give a shot? Like, that's really the best part of retail pharmacy. And it's not even like it was a busy store or anything. So I have just never had an issue with that. But I could tell that the technicians, the pharmacists, they were just all really catty. They had an issue with me being there. And maybe some of them felt like, well, how come you're a pharmacist and I'm not? Or, you know, I don't know what it was. I feel like it was jealousy. And I was so hurt. Like, I was immediately hurt and confused about how somebody could be so malicious towards me that they would make up lies and try to get me to lose my job or, you know, go through this extra turmoil. But I ended up leaving the company for the sake of my mental health and happiness, because I was just like, this is not what's it. I'm not going to allow myself to be put under these type of pressures and go through these type of events, having to always look behind my back and, you know, defend myself. So even though it was a very difficult situation to have to endure and go through, I was grateful that I was able to get more rewarding opportunities and grow professionally in other areas of pharmacy. And they thought that they were stopping me, but really it just gave me a pivotal moment where I had to ask God to just take me to my next opportunity and just to leave that one behind.
Yes. See, they thought that was hurting you, but they was building your character. They was building your endurance.
Yes.
So where you was ready to go through any challenge.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, thinking about it myself, I would say I have experienced people with crabs in the barrel mentality all my life. I mean, I know where I come from. The fact that no matter I went to college, it's always, oh, you think you're better than me. No, you think that I don't, sweetie, but okay. So as it relates to pharmacy, in pharmacy school, I have had people to lie on me and about me because I challenged their views of pharmacy. And I have had multiple supervisors who have tried to stop my growth in my career. And honestly, I don't know why. I can't tell you. But what I do know is, ain't a devil in hell can stop what God got planned for me. So
you better say it, sis. You better say that. Come on with that word.
So it's like, I to me, that's not my concern. So with that being said, now, there are many ways how to come back or crush this mentality, but we want to present you guys with just a few. So, my first one is, identify who put you in the bucket. Because sometimes it could be you, or it can be your surrounding, your environment. It can be things that's just honestly out of your control, life events. But you have to identify who put you in that barrel. Was it yourself, your thoughts, your actions, that hurt, that unforgiveness that you have? Was it your upbringing, your community, the experiences you encountered, like Bree that had to develop her character and her endurance? So you have to identify the problem in order to fix it.
Exactly. And what can we do to not be a crab in a barrel or showcase that type of mentality? I said, we need to be a bridge of support for one another. If you see that someone has the drive, has the motivation to learn more, to do more, to grow, why not foster that? Why not encourage that? And so we need to be a bridge of support. If you know of an opportunity, share it with someone. And look at each other as teammates and not just as competition. And I know that's hard in a competitive field such as pharmacy, but at the end of the day, the career of pharmacy is changing dramatically. And if we really want to see some improvements, if we really want to grow as a profession, we have to come together. So be a bridge of support.
Another thing with that though, it's like sometimes people can understand, they can see how mature you are mm-hmm. and how fully advanced you are, that they become jealous to where they want to stunt that growth because they can see, they see how you're going to be so advanced and they are. And mm-hmm. it's a bit of jealousy comes into that. So that's why you really have to support each other. Even if that person would be better, it's for the profession. It's not for me. Take self out.
You know what? That is so true. And even to address jealousy. So everybody has their own path in life. Nobody's path is exactly the same. So if mm-hmm. we get out of this mentality of who got it first, why can't I get it? That may not have been your calling. That may not have been your journey. That may not have been your path. So it's just like becoming more content with who you are, the things that you can do. That can kind of stop all that jealousy as well, because we all serve a purpose in this world. Everybody needs exactly what we have in ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I think that will help with that jealousy as well. And then we need to start showing empathy and compassion for one another. It's funny how we can show compassion to our patients, but with each other, our fellow pharmacists and colleagues, we don't have that same empathy. We don't have that same compassion. We have to remember, we only know a snippet of people's lives, especially in a professional setting, and you're not friends or relatives. You don't know what somebody is going through. So we have to be kind to one another and show each other empathy and show each other compassion. Maybe you may know how to do something better. Show that person. Instead of getting mad or putting them down or being negative, let's just work together. Which leads to my next point of being positive and encouraging. I always wanted my technicians to feel, and even other pharmacists that I worked with, that they could always ask me a question and I could also do the same. We have to create positive working environments and encouraging working environments, fostering new ideas, different ways of doing things, different perspectives, and just really kind of understanding each other more instead of just trying to be so against everything.
Yes, I would say, I would add to that is, don't look down or back at the people or that situation that's trying to keep you there. Look up and look forward. Everything you have is all you need. And like in the words of Steve Harvey, he always says, everybody that started with you can go with you. So you need to go after that dream, get that license, get that degree, start that business, become that speaker, write that book, write that song, go back to school, forgive that person. Just long as you press forward, you press on to achieve the things your heart desires, because you have a calling and you need to answer it.
Yes, and that is going to bring us right into our jewel of the day, which is, it's actually come from me.
Okay.
Dr. Bree, okay. I'm out here dropping the jewels, okay? My jewel of the day for you guys is, do not let anyone or anything be in control of your destiny. Never allow anyone to limit what you can do or who you can become. Pour love and positivity into as many people as you can. And finally, do not be a person who pulls someone else down. So that's my jewel.
All right.
That is the end of our show. Before we go, remember that sharing is caring. So share this podcast with a friend or a colleague. Follow us on our social media platforms of Facebook and Instagram at PharmD Unscripted, so you can interact with us, leave feedback, share your stories, and all that goodness that social media has to offer. Until next time, we will see you later.